a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Here we go.
Go get it.
Let's go.
That's it.
It's time for the unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback.
Lewis!
And the other guy on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
I get a nice little smile on my face when I look up on the screen on the TV here in the studio. And it's just shot after shot of Laker woe after Laker woe. See, look, again, I get my happiness off of comparing my life with others, okay? And if the Lakers aren't doing well, I feel better about things, okay? Russell Westbrook, his name's being brought up more for the possibility of a trade from L.A., I saw another classic moment on TNT. Those studio guys on TNT, amazing, right? Ernie. And it was a Charles Barkley moment last night. And he goes, you know what really pisses me off is all this talk about Frank Vogel. Is the Lakers deflecting all the blame onto Frank Vogel and Russell Westbrook? That pisses me off. Let me say something else. Ernie goes, well, we have an interview. We got to get to an interview. All right, let's get to the interview. The Lakers are still going to suck when we come back. And it just made me so excited. Now, all the benching talk. Remember we talked about Frank Vogel had brought up that he had gotten permission, quote unquote, to bench Russell Westbrook? I don't know who he got that permission from. Russell Westbrook doesn't seem like the person who got the permission from, because Russell Westbrook was seen walking off the court, you know, and just out of the building. He might as well have been in his street clothes as soon as he was taken off the floor.
Well, I'm just glad he kept his shirt on.
Kept
it out of the AB.
I just love exit. how start piecing out at everybody.
Yeah.
So one of the possibilities that's been floated out there, this is just happening in the last few minutes here. Russell Westbrook to the Houston Rockets. John Wall going to the Lakers. Possibly. Again, who knows? I don't know.
Why is everyone so shocked by this? Or why, like,
I'm not shocked when at what all
Russell Westbrook went to the Lakers? Everyone's like, what? That's just stupid to start with. So why are we sitting here going, oh, wow, you know, wow, like we should be surprised by this? I mean, you are who you are. And they were who we thought they were.
And we let them off the hook. Scott, the NFL Roundup brought to you by LHM Used Car Supermarket. Over 1,000 used vehicles in inventory. Shop online, LHMUsedCars.com. Tom Brady, when you talk about this kind of stuff, I really love – I'm buying more and more into just like – Tom Brady is inventing fake enemies just so – I mean, at this point, it's like, it's just like getting himself up for these games, getting himself excited for these games and getting excited for making these plays. And, you know, Tom Brady, no one's going to look at him and go, yeah, just against all odds, man, he won his 10th Super Bowl. Like, no one's going to say that. They're going to go, the GOAT did his thing again. But instead, Tom Brady knows the way he operates is he has to convince himself that he's got a chip on his shoulder. And now the most Now, the most recent one that came out was, and this is a guy who grew up in Northern California. He's a 49ers fan growing up. And Tom Brady says, the 49ers, I stopped back in the 49ers after they worked me out and rejected me and took Giovanni Carmazzi. And ended up, yeah, never played a regular season down in the NFL. Oh. Ended up drafting Giovanni Carmazzi instead of him. Got worked out by Steve Mariucci. Mariucci defended himself by saying everybody passed on him. It wasn't just me. But Tom Brady looks at it like he was spurned massively by this team that he grew up loving.
Well, it's so easy to look back on it and say, oh, yeah, we all passed. No one knew about Tom Brady. Right. No one in their right mind would know that. And people might go, if we spend every year trying to find a Tom Brady, we're probably all going to be fired. I mean, most of these guys that they pick pan out, and from time to time there's someone like Tom Brady slips through the crack. It's just the way it is. But Tom Brady's motivation, like being mad at the world, being like, here's a news flash for people. The NFL is not nice. Like, the game is not nice. It's a physical, it's a violent, it's a vicious game. Even in today's standards, even in today's world where the rules have changed and you can't touch anybody and you can't hit anyone like you used to, and it's still a very physical game. And to put yourself in the mindset of literally, I'm going into battle, and however you do that, and even in a position of like playing the quarterback, where you have to be cerebral and you have to be, you know, you're not knocking heads with people, so to speak, and you're not tackling, you're not having to block people all the time. Even at that position, if you can't get that, you know, almost for the lack of a better word, that kind of nasty, it's me against the world mindset, you know, it's impossible to play. And I think where it's hard for people is you look at Tom Brady, and he has this appearance of being like this pretty boy, you know, this guy that's like, you know, seems to have everything. But he's really dialed into, you know what, I have to play with the chip on my shoulder. I have to find a way to get mad at the world. I have to do that. And he's figured that out, and he's figured that he's played well with that. And Aaron Rodgers, not any different. You wonder if Aaron Rodgers doesn't manufacture, like, you know what, I'll just hate the Green Bay Packers. Like, I've hated everyone else, and so now I'm just going to hate my whole the same organization. And not for the sake of hating them, but for the sake of finding the motivation and finding the passion that it takes to play at an extremely high level and to be successful at the game. I mean, you know, I was mad at people.
Oh, I can't believe I didn't. Listen, I grew up loving the Houston Oilers. Remember, because you got to go down and see the GIF play down there, mm-hmm. and you go, but they spurned me. They didn't draft me. How dare.
Well, I wouldn't want to go play for the Houston Oilers.
But see, you're not playing along, Scott, because if you're going to get excited for the game, you got to go, I hate the Oilers, man. That's what I'm saying.
I think it's kind of a dig. Like, I think it's kind of a dig at Mariucci.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
and
you came and worked
it.
Me out individually, and he really didn't.
And ignored.
It's not how. And you. And
how does it work? If
what you mean? You
work
can't
out.
See some greatness in me. You can't see that I'm better than the Giovanni Carmazzi. You can't. You can't see. Can anyone not see that?
Come on down to Giovanni Carmazzi's. We're the best used Cadillac car
that
dealer
like
here in New
really
Jersey.
Sounds like a really good Italian place. Let's go to Carmazzi's.
Come on down to Giovanni Carmazzi's. First basket of garlic bread's on us. But yeah, Giovanni Carmazzi. When you say he didn't work him out, he put a finer point on the insult too when he goes, yeah, it wasn't like we called him up and said, we'd love to work you out. It was like, you get a day where you get to bring in a bunch of locals.
Yeah, it's not a private
like
workout.
Nothing. Like nothing. It's like when the Jazz, when they work out a bunch of players and five of them happen to play here in the state of Utah, it's because the rules allow them to do it.
Invincible when Dick Vermeil has an open tryout.
Right.
You know?
Dick Vermeil's not there with the pen and looking at every guy himself.
No. Not happening.
Steve Mariucci. The Mooch.
Well, if he'd have picked Tom Brady, he probably wouldn't be in the studio
working. I'm Steve Mariucci, and I'm Giovanni Carmazzi. Together, your Cadillac dealership in northern New Jersey.
And we got a deal for you.
You've trusted us, despite our best efforts, for years. My goodness, Tom Brady trying to find the motivation.
I think it's real, though. I get when people spurn you and
I know. What's funny is here, this is between me and the listeners. Scott comes in and he always has got somebody from his career that he'll tell you that he doesn't like.
I'm mad at people right now don't like our show.
Who cares?
I care. Like us.
Hey, like us, subscribe.
All you people
on Facebook
that listen to us, thank you. We appreciate you. We do.
Scott, what do you know about the NFL, dude? Come on, man. That's my favorite.
I know.
It's way different from when you played. It's like, jeez. Okay.
I played with Tom Brady. I play same time.
You should say something right now. He wasn't even that good. And then next week he says, Tom Brady says Scott Mitchell spurns him in local interview, suddenly plays the game of his life. I looked up to Scott Mitchell, says Brady.
Yeah.
The Texans interviewed Josh McCown. I was shocked that Josh McCown is in the league to the point that he is getting an interview by somebody.
An interview for what?
Well, that's the thing is that everybody's wondering. They're like,
to be
why
like
are
a
the
quarterback for him?
To be their head coach.
Their head coach?
Your face you're making right now is what everybody did. Jeremy's a Houston Texans fan. He's going, what are we doing? I'm assuming.
Yeah, no,
unless you want
no experience.
Josh McCown. Is it Cade McNown or Josh McCown? I'm just saying, I saw it and I thought, I had no idea that Josh McCown would be considered for anything. Is that where the Texans are at? Scraping the bottom of the barrel. Like, maybe Josh McCown isn't the bottom of the barrel. Maybe he's this up-and-coming coach. I have no idea. But I was like you, Scott, where I was going, is he their quarterback's coach?
See, okay.
No experience coaching at college or pro in any capacity. What?
Here's where I'm going to say this isn't like the craziest thing in the world. All right? It's close to crazy. And it's just crazy. It's like if you want to hire someone that you're willing to kind of have growing pains with. So Kalani Sitake didn't have head coaching experience when he – most guys don't have head coaching experience when they get hired.
No, I mean, his is no coaching experience at any
period.
Level.
No, I get it. I understand. But when you're a player and you're in an organization, you spend a lot of time with these coaches. You know the structure of the organization. You know how they implement systems. You know, the thing that you wouldn't know about is, well, how do we deal with scouting and how do we deal with and managing your coaches and hiring coaches? I mean, there's a lot that goes into being a head coach. I get it. And then you got to have this philosophy and you have to be this psychologist and you have to be a whole lot of things as a head football coach. But if you're going to have a player who potentially could do it without any coaching experience, it would probably be a quarterback. Because you just have to know so much about every position on the field, including defense. Like, if you're a defensive back, you don't really care about the offensive line. You know, if you're an offensive lineman, you don't necessarily care about even a wide receiver who's on your same team. You know, if you're a tight end, kind of the same type of thing. But as a quarterback, it's like, I need to know what everybody does. Now, that's on the field. But you're also a person who has to deal with, like, you have to be kind of the focal point of the team. And the whole energy of the team is kind of, how is our quarterback? Tom Brady walked in the door with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and changed the whole culture of that organization. And
if
so,
Tom Brady wanted to be the head coach of NFL team, though, later, you'd kind of go, let's give that guy an interview.
Well,
Josh McCown, everybody's going, huh? And then when the Texans did this wild thing where they say, we interviewed Josh McCown for a head coach.
Deion Sanders doesn't have a lot of coaching experience, and they were talking about him to go to Florida State or to go to some of these big-time programs.
You've changed your mind. I'm going to write you down. I'm going to pencil you in for Josh McCown for head coach.
I don't know that it's like crazy. I mean, it's kind of crazy, but I don't think that it's
crazy.
No, it's not crazy. I don't think
it
is.
To hire a guy who's never coached at any position in any
Josh McCown has played, what, for about 18 million teams? I mean, probably half the teams in the NFL. I mean, seriously. And so what happens is you're around a lot of different philosophies, a lot of different programs. You see and you have a whole lot more experience and understanding of all of it than you really think. And you really understand the game of football. And I just don't think it's that far-fetched.
So Jerry Jones was asked about the glare.
The glare? What?
The glare. Because the stadium faces east-west. The Cowboys stadium faces east-west. And in the game on Sunday, there were two times where receivers were like, I don't know where the ball is right now. The Cowboys receivers. We'll come back. I'll have you the response what Jerry Jones said about it in our two-minute drill around the corner. I think Tim Lacombe, Jake Scott standing by out here.
Oh, yeah. They're on pins and needles.
Ready
Can't
for
wait
the,
to get in there.
Detroit Pistons and your Utah Jazz facing off. Got about 14 minutes till the Jazz pregame show starts up here on the Jazz Radio Network. So stay right here with us. We're going to wrap things up with our two-minute drill next on Unrivaled on 97.5 1280 The Zone.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.